What God is looking for is that planet Earth will have a constituency of heavenly beings living on hellish soil, letting hell know what heaven looks like when heaven decides to deposit that constituency in its midst.
In 1986, Dr. Tony Evans was invited to speak at the opening session of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
And I say yes. In fact, a whole book of the Bible was written to argue this. It was the book of Daniel.
He was a young pastor from Dallas, Texas, and for most, it was their introduction to him.
But in order to make sure that we have a hermeneutical base for this sermonic expression, we've got to make sure that our situational context is congruent to this present reality. Follow me now.
But that ain't the beginning of the story. Not even close. Before he was Dr. Tony Evans, pastor, author, radio broadcaster, before he was chaplain to multiple sports teams and counselor to some of the top voices around the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the NFL Today presented by Ram Trucks. I'm James Brown.
The extent of our relationship is whenever I call him, he will call back. I did that before a Super Bowl, two or three Super Bowls ago. I called Dr. Evans.
He was a high-energy young man with a work ethic to match.
There were people who were witness to, a few who came to Christ. It was a confidence builder because this right. was raw. I mean, right. you just went out there and went after it.
Dr. Evans agreed to sit with us for a series of interviews about the entirety of his life and ministry. Dr. Evans, you doing well?
Doing okay, thank you.
Thank you for meeting with us again.
Again and again.
Will you tell us the story of how the urban alternative started?
People began more and more asking me for cassette tapes of my message. Priscilla right now, she calls me twice every day, in the morning and at night. Anthony will call most days. Crystal will call most days. And then they want to just pop over sometime. I don't want them popping over.
But we didn't just talk with Tony. We also talked with his kids.
The table was really the hub of our family. It's where, a majority of the conversations that we would have and the foolery that would happen in our family would happen around the table. It's where we had deep conversations. And it's where my dad mostly decided that he would share devotions with four kids who didn't want to listen.
And just about anyone else who would take our Zoom calls.
Obviously, Kirk Franklin's been a great friend of the family for a long time.
He had met Priscilla before. But he came to the church. He had been homeless, but now he's a superstar. Because when I met him, he was hot.
At some point, I don't know if it was then or the next time, I asked him, I said, what do you want with me? And he said this to me. I see a man that if his inside can ever catch up with his outside, he'd be an incredible man of God.
Coach Dungy, how much did Dr. Evans share with you? You're a Christian, no matter wherever you are, really encourage you and inspire you to keep holding the line.
This one particular owner asked me, hey, how are you going to deal with my high testosterone guys? And I talked about loving them and doing it in a godly way. And he said he didn't think that would work. And I had to ask Dr. Evans, am I on track? Am I doing it the right way? And his encouragement was, no, don't change. You be the Lord's man. The Lord has a spot for you. Don't worry about any of that. And so that was encouragement at the right time when I needed it.
Start to finish, the life and ministry of Dr. Tony Evans.
We've had some great, great conversations. So what we want to do today was have some follow-up questions from those things.
And you know more about my life than I do right now, so it's all right.
Episodes drop soon. Subscribe wherever and however you listen.